Jaguars back to work on Tuesday morning, getting ready for another opponent coming to town Wednesday and Thursday. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are en route. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. Jaguars back to work Tuesday after a Monday day off. And a couple of notables back on the practice field today, including cornerback Jalen Ramsey. We'll see what the week has in store for him. He didn't play in preseason week one, but he should work this week on the practice field. Another question this week, how much of left tackle Kelvin Beachum will we see? He was out there on Tuesday and got some team reps as well, finally. And we'll see how much they test that knee against another opponent the next couple of days. And speaking of that opponent, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are headed to town for practice the next 2 days. So get ready for an intensity increase.
You know, when you go against a team, another opponent like that that comes in, you get a lot of different looks. So it's going to challenge us mentally. We're going to see a different looks than we've seen all through training camp and in the game, which is good. Their defensive scheme is different than anything that we've seen. So, you know, I'm hoping that it'll just add to, you know, our experiences.
We welcome in senior correspondent Brian Sexton. Another colored jersey coming in here the next couple days. Tampa Bay Bucks, always fun, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, for guys like you and I think it's a lot of fun. And for some of the younger guys, I think they think it's fun, too, because it breaks up the monotony of camp. You know, for the veterans, the guys that I talk to, at least, I mean, they see it as what it is. It's another practice. And you can't let it get too high or too low. You can't let your emotions get the best of you, like happened this week with Chicago and New England.
Yep.
You just got to go out there and do what you do.
It's a familiar team a little bit because these two teams played last year, and the Buccaneers, Doug Martin ran the ball over the Jaguars.
Oh, yeah. Well, that familiar from that perspective, and then familiar because of some of the coaches. I mean, obviously, Dirk Cutter here was the offensive coordinator in 2007 when the Jaguars, to that date, had their most explosive offense in their history. Mike Smith is a well-loved figure around here from his days as the defensive coordinator, and the staff is littered with other names of guys who have been through here. And I think the coaching universe is small enough now. A lot of these guys, no matter where you've been, have been with somebody on other staffs, and they're just trying to get in here and get some work done. And the most important thing is, get out of it healthy.
Yeah, a little perspective on this. The practices could be a little more important than the actual game on Saturday, because you'll have more reps against the ones in practice.
You know, that, and that's a great point, JP. We're getting to the point in camp now where the reps start to decline for those guys who are roster bubble guys. I mean, you better have taken advantage of those in the OTAs and then what you got through the first week of camp, because now they start wanting to get a longer look at different guys that they think have it. If you're the eighth wide receiver, man, you may only get two or three. You've got to make the most of every opportunity. They become heightened in every single rep from here on out.
And we'll show some of the one-on-ones the next couple of days live here on Jaguars.com. And that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.